Hello, it's Wednesday, March 29th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Julianne.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. Now, we had an idea before the show. We're going to do something. It's a spur of the moment. And we spoke a little bit yesterday about an article that Eric Huffschmidt wrote about the death of a student named Michael Zabur. And there are so many just gross... What's the word? Gross...
rumors.
Yeah, in it. They just are totally unproven, so far out of bounds that it's unbelievable that we decided on the fly we're just going to give him a buzz.
And ask him a few questions about this article. Let's see if he's willing to talk to us.
Now, we don't even know if he's home. We don't know if he's around. But we're going to do this, like we said, on the fly. In the meantime, we do have some good news while the phone's ringing. If you look at... Eric!
Yeah?
Hey, this is Victor and Lisa from Wing TV. How you doing?
All right. Well, you're faint. What are you...
Yeah, we're doing the show right now. The microphone's live. And we want to ask you about this article that came out a couple days ago about this student, Michael Zabur.
Mike, oh, that guy. Yeah, what about him?
The student. And this article that you wrote for Daryl's site, we want to ask you... can I quote something from the article?
Yeah, what about it?
On page 5, you say, well, first of all, on page 2 of it, you ask, is there any connection to Professor Judy Wood, Professor Jim Fetzer, or the scholars for 9/11 Truth in the murder of this student? Then on page 5, you say, Professor Wood, Professor Fetzer, and others may have decided to risk murdering him in order to frighten other college students into remaining silent about the corruption. And then on the next line you say, who would the professors contact to do the killing? Eric, are you saying that the professors for 9/11 Truth and Jim Fetzer had something to do with this murder of the student? Because it sure sounds like it from your article.
I think Daryl already changed that. Are you looking at the newest one, or is this an old from the cash in your...
We printed this out yesterday, I guess, so we didn't see it.
I think Daryl's already softened it after he...
I know, but why was that printed in the first place?
I mean, why
did that appear online in the first place?
Why? I don't know. What do you mean, why?
I mean, like...
Exactly, why?
It's based on nothing but speculation and rumor.
I mean, is there any proof when you ask who would the professors contact to do the killing?
Me? It's not like me. You can't... I mean, I can't explain everything what goes on that.
Eric, you already told us that Daryl doesn't write the articles, that you write the articles. So
yeah.
We'd like to know why you wrote that.
But I'm not responsible for Daryl or his site. I put posts up as Scholars for 9/11 Truth, too, and that doesn't mean I have to explain everything you find at that site.
But who wrote the article?
Morgan Reynolds has that wingtip blue screen theory on Scholars for 9/11 Truth. I put it up for him. Big deal.
But who wrote the article? Did you write it or did Daryl?
This is all this information coming from Daryl.
But I mean, I'm asking who wrote the article? Who physically wrote it?
Who wrote it?
Yeah.
What are you guys trying to do? Trying to create trouble for him?
No. We'd like to know who wrote this article about Michael Zabur and the scholars. Or Daryl?
Well, I format these things for him. I post them on his site, but they're, you know, his articles. It's not...
But who wrote... Because you told me before that you write all the articles for this site.
I write them for... I'm putting them up for Scholars for 9/11 Truth also. I mean, this doesn't...
But you don't like them.
Wait. Eric, you've left the Scholars for 9/11 Truth.
They're still... Yeah, but I'm still posting. I haven't found someone to replace me yet.
Yeah, but all we're asking is...
How about you guys? Why don't you take over?
We have enough work on our own. What we're saying, Eric, is you've told me before that all of the articles that appear on Daryl's site, that you physically write them, and you just basically write Daryl's ideas, right?
I put up every article on Scholars for 9/11 Truth also.
No, we're not talking...
Sometimes change a couple of their words.
Wait a second. We're not talking about the scholars.
I'm not responsible.
We're not talking about the scholars now. Let's just talk about Daryl's site.
But it's the same thing. You're trying to say I'm responsible for what other people do. Daryl is independent. He does what he wants.
Wait, Eric, you told us that The articles are written by you but contain Daryl's thoughts. Now, are you saying now that you never told us that?
That I did what? You're so faint. What'd you say?
You have told us in the past that you write the articles, but they contain Daryl's thoughts.
Well, that doesn't mean... If I put something up for Daryl, that's not me.
Okay.
I mean, what difference does it make? If you were to tell me, here, post this as an article, what do I have to defend you?
Well, there's a difference between posting an article and physically writing an article.
Right.
There's a huge difference. Posting an article just means you put the URL online and upload it. Writing an article...
No, because I have to edit the thing. It's got misspellings and...
But, I mean, does Daryl write anything down and then email it to you and then you just...
He doesn't do much of the typing. That's the problem.
So you do the typing and you alter the content when you see fit, right?
Well, he'll say, here's what I'd like, and here, change, put this up and change this, and he's already changed that article. It should be...
I know, but why was that? Why would you put something like that up when you know that you're going to be linked to that article also?
I'm not linked to it. You're the one linking me to it.
No, you are linked on that site.
You physically write the articles for him.
And I wrote the ones on Scholars for 9/11 Truth.
And Daryl has said that you and he... do that site together.
Yeah, you collaborate. And this line here, who would the professors contact to do the killing? I don't care if this has been changed later on. What proof does anybody have that the professors were involved in the killing?
Wait, where do you see this line?
This is page 5 of the article.
I don't see pages on mine.
Well, this is printed out.
Oh.
It follows a paragraph. It says, Professor Wood, Professor Fetzer, and others may have decided to risk murdering him, referring
to Mike. I think that's been updated.
In order to frighten other college students into remaining silent about the corruption. Now, Eric, you wrote an article before where you're writing about all these distractions, and now it seems like you're connected. You're one of the primary people connected to Daryl Smith that's promoting all these distractions. Do you really think that the professors had a hand in killing or murdering Michael Zabor?
Well, I don't think they did it.
Well, then why would Daryl write something like that?
He's bringing up this amazing coincidence. This guy is their student. He's Professor Wood's student. He's bringing up that's a valid conclusion. If you have a student who gets murdered in this bizarre way and the teacher's lying to people about 9/11...
Hold on, Eric. Getting shot in the head when you're getting robbed isn't such a bizarre way of dying. People. Wait. I'm not done yet. Wait. Eric. People get killed every day.
That's right. That's why it says. Doesn't it say that?
Wouldn't it be a little more bizarre for somebody, say, 2 scholars or 3 scholars to get killed? This was a low-level scholar for 9/11 Truth. He wasn't a full member. He was a student.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you wrote this line, who would the professors contact to do the killing?
Actually, I didn't think anything of it. Neither did Daryl until... people started complaining. Then he said,
Well, you didn't think anything about that? Are you insane?
Well, obviously, Daryl thought something about it.
It's just a speculation. When people, when detectives investigate crimes, they think, well, could this person have killed them? Could this person have done it?
But you're not a detective.
These are speculations. There's nothing wrong with it.
But of all the
people... Oh, yes, it is. You're accusing someone of conspiracy to murder.
Especially...
It's not an accusation.
Well, really?
Here's the line. Let me read it again. Who would the professors contact to do the killing? That's more than speculation.
That's not even in there. I think he took that out.
Well, yeah, we're going from the original. But
that one's not even there because it's speculation. It's not an accusation. But as people said, this is an accusation. They say, okay, well, let's change that part.
Okay.
That's not even there any longer.
Yeah, well, Eric, if we contacted 100 people in the 9/11 Truth Movement and asked them, who do you think killed Michael Zabor? I'll bet you 0 out of 100 would say Professor Jim Fetzer or the Scholars for 9/11 Truth.
But
there isn't one.
That doesn't mean anything. What if the people are speculating that Bush was responsible for 9/11? That's accusing Bush of murder.
But there's a lot more evidence.
What about this one? In the conclusion part of the paper, it says, also, some of you should contact Professor Stephen Jones and tell him to either get out of Scholars for 9/11 Truth or remove the criminals. That's not a speculative comment. That's a statement, and that's accusing them of something.
If this were ever to go to court, Professor Wood is pushing stuff like miniature hydrogen bombs. I mean, these people could be labeled that way.
But,
I mean,
but we're
serious. These people are not honest.
Well, you know what? How honest is it of you and Daryl to accuse us of being crypto Jews when we're not? Based upon based upon just
assuming it. You're always trying to make me responsible.
Because you are intertwined with Daryl Smith, and he said so on his show.
And you physically write these articles for him. You admitted that to me.
I'm not the one who said you're a crypto Jew.
I know, but
I'm not the one who even thought you were Jewish. He thought this.
Did you also...
You're blaming me. You're trying to blame me
for
everything.
Eric,
you're
let me
writing
ask you this.
The articles.
Do you think we're part of the criminal network?
I was trusting you guys.
Eric,
Eric,
it's a yes or no question. Do you or do you not?
The more you guys bring this crazy stuff up, the more I wonder, yes.
Eric, the crazy stuff is saying something like, who would the professors contact to do the killing?
How did this guy die? How come no one wants to investigate? If you guys are investigators, why don't you look into it?
Would love to investigate.
I believe the police are investigating
it. I believe the police are investigating 9/11. What does that mean?
if you
were investigators, why not look into it?
Yeah. You know what people are saying on a more and more frequent basis,
right,
Eric, is that you once had a good name and you're destroying your good name by going down in the sewer with Daryl Bradford Smith. And
I'm not
everybody
responsible for Daryl, and he's not going in the sewer. He's getting more publicity, if anything, getting more support.
Support
by accusing the professors of murdering Michael Zabor?
He's not accusing them of murdering anybody.
Who would the professors contact to do the killing? That sounds like an accusation.
Please, he's already stopping that one. But that's not an accusation.
But that's after the fact, Eric. Eric. Who's stopping it?
A detective does the same thing. They look at the evidence and they think, well, could this guy have done it? How would he have done it? Maybe he did it this way.
Okay.
Or maybe he hired somebody.
When you first posted this article with that line, who would the professors contact to do the killing? Did you email or did you contact Daryl and say, Daryl, what proof do you have to base this on? Do you have any kind of proof whatsoever to base this statement, this sentence on?
No, to me it did not seem an accusation to him. It's not until people brought it up that he was thinking, you know, that maybe that is being interpreted as an accusation.
And you didn't see anything out of the ordinary with that sentence?
To me, it's just a talk. It's like what you'd expect of detectives. Investigators would do this.
Oh, really?
But they're doing it with 9/11.
Let me ask you this. Who softened it? Who softened the comment? You or Daryl?
Daryl.
Uh-huh.
He called me and said, quick, he'll change it, because he was getting some emails. But
yeah, I imagine he has been getting some emails, because this is pretty slanderous.
It's not slanderous.
You don't
think
so?
Said we should change it. It's like 9/11. People are speculating who did that. Was it Bush? Was it Cheney? Was it Rumsfeld? Was it Larry Silverstein? What's the difference?
The difference is that there's a lot more information to connect dots in that circumstance than there is in this scenario. And I think this is just beyond the pale.
I mean, what? There's tied 5 pounds of information for...
Can I ask you a question? Why are you trying to justify this? If someone wrote something like this about yourself, how would you feel?
They're already writing stuff like that about me.
Are they?
People are accusing you of murdering people?
Well, they may not have accused... That's not an accusation, but... There are already people criticizing me. What do you mean?
Well, there's a difference between criticizing you and accusing you of murdering somebody.
Right.
No.
I mean,
no,
Eric,
there
I think
not
this
accusation.
Is... I think this was the most blatant example ever of shoddy journalism that I've seen in the 9/11 Truth Movement, and I've seen a lot of shoddy journalism. For somebody to put this out in good conscience, I think is totally... inexcusable.
And I tell you what, we can't even believe that you would associate yourself with somebody who would put out tripe like this or help them do that. What?
Where has he been wrong so far?
Well, I think the whole damn paper is wrong.
Maybe
you want to know the truth.
He made the accusation. Maybe that's wrong, but
big deal. How about this line?
Big deal?
Michael was murdered because he discovered the criminal network.
That's another bit of speculation. It's just like I said, investigators
can
do this.
That's a statement.
Eric, Eric.
I'm trying to solve a crime.
How do we know you're not part of the criminal network? Or Daryl's not part?
How do we? That's right. Uh-huh. What the articles are always saying and what Daryl says is look at people, investigate them.
I mean,
that's the only way we're going to find out what's going on, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You're implying in this article that Michael Zabor was murdered because he discovered that the scholars for 9/11 Truth were part of a criminal network, and you say Michael became a traitor and was murdered by patriots.
It's a speculation. You keep changing it. You're the one changing it. You're the one making this into something.
I'm reading it right off of the article. I'm not making anything up.
It says possibilities, doesn't it?
No, it says, here's the exact thing. Michael became a traitor and was murdered.
Yeah, but we have nothing. Let me look. It says, look at the possibilities. I mean, this is not accusations.
I don't see that on this article.
Look at the heading. It's the heading. It's right in big, bold letters.
Well,
let's look at some possibilities. This is just, it's like people do with 9/11. Well, maybe it was Bush, or maybe it was this group, or maybe it was the CIA. It's the same thing.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think it's a possibility that Jim Fetzer or the scholars for 9/11 Truth murdered Michael Zabor?
I don't think he did it.
Okay.
Well, then, do you think that you should have included in the list of possibilities that they had nothing to do with the murder of Michael Zabor? Because you didn't include that, Eric.
It's another senseless murder in this country.
You didn't include that possibility, and I would say that's one of the possibilities.
The possibilities that you did include were the ones that
I think implicated. It's at the very, very top where you can't miss it. It's the very, very top. Let me look here.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I see that part now. But you didn't include the possibility that the scholars for 9/11 Truth had nothing to do with it. Why wasn't that included?
It's already at the top.
Where?
Here, it must be. I remember seeing it somewhere.
Yeah, well, I don't know what article you're reading, but, you know, it's beyond the pale.
Right there. Senseless murder is the heading. Senseless murder, ? And it says, it's right under the heading. It's near the top. Is this another meaningless murder in a nation that has thousands of murders every year? It's already discussed.
The copy that we printed out didn't have that at the top.
It's up there. Look at the top. That
well, you've altered it since then.
Right, we're looking at the original.
That did not change.
Yeah, well, it just says the bizarre case of Michael Zabor.
If you guys are investigators, why don't you investigate this thing?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Why are you so certain that it was not involved with Professor Wood?
We're saying that you're not certain that it did involve them,
you guys wrote a piece that implies
that they had something to do with conspiracy to murder. It's not up to us to disprove what you guys wrote.
It's not up to us to prove anything either.
Oh, really? You don't have to prove what you wrote?
And you are saying it didn't, that it is.
No, we're saying you have no base upon which to write such tripe.
Eric, this is the most irresponsible form of journalism that there is. And do you think that this piece that Daryl conveyed to you and that you wrote, do you think that this piece was irresponsible in its original form?
No, I would say it as the same as 9/11. People are speculating, who did it? Is it real? Is it a real... You can see this on some message boards even. Some people
I saw it. Dylan Avery has posted some stuff.
Yeah, we're not talking about
the same thing.
We're not talking about anything else other than, do you think this piece was responsible or irresponsible in its original form?
I think it's as responsible as all the 9/11 speculation, the Oklahoma City speculation, all speculation for all crimes. It's all the same.
But Eric, everything...
trying to figure out what happened.
And you think that Professor Fetzer had something to do with this?
No.
Well, Eric.
I don't think he did it. Of course not.
Eric,
course
let me ask
think
you
he
something.
Did it. I don't think. But the speculation of how did this guy die is valid. We should be asking.
There's
crime all over this country. Are they all just senseless murders from nutcases?
Let me ask you something, Eric. Are you saying that all of the 9/11 research that is factually sourced is speculation?
What do you mean?
It's all speculation. There aren't any solid dots connected.
Not as far as who did September 11th.
But I'm talking about the 9/11 research. The research in your book.
Yes, of course there's solid research that the towers were blown up. I'm talking to who did it and the why. It's like his murder. We know he was murdered.
Okay,
we don't know who did it and why.
Is there any solid basis whatsoever to even remotely imply that the scholars had anything to do with the murder of Michael Zabor?
Of course not. There is not.
That's all we wanted to know.
Wait, I want to ask one more question. Have you contacted the police or any of the authorities and questioned them or gotten a copy of the police report?
Okay.
So basically this is just off the top of your heads.
Right out of your head.
Off my head. It's just possibilities. It's just the people doing the same thing on the internet, on message boards. They're doing with 9/11, Oklahoma City.
You want to know something, Eric? I think you've lowered your bar so low it's buried beneath the dirt now.
You know, and everybody knows now that you're writing these articles for Daryl. And, you know, you used to have probably one of the best names in the 9/11 research community, and right now your name is mud because of the stuff that you're associating yourself with Daryl Smith. This is in the pig sewer. That's how low it is. And to imply anything about this poor student's murder beyond what actually happened and imply that anybody did it, like Professor Fetzer, Professor Wood, the scholars, with zero proof or basis, is inexcusable.
But I'm not saying that. You're the one saying that.
No, it's in this article that you wrote, Eric. You wrote the damn thing.
I did not say that. You guys keep trying your best to make me look responsible for everything that goes on, Daryl.
You know, Eric, Daryl Quinton.
And you're trying to make it sound like Daryl's making accusations.
Neither one of us is making any accusations. Who would the professors contact to do the killing? That's an exact statement verbatim.
That's not an accusation.
That's an accusation.
That is not, because you're missing the big heading in bold print. Some of the possibilities.
And that is what it is,
a possibility.
And it's also a possibility that they're completely 100% innocent. And you have not contacted any authorities whatsoever. You have nothing to go on, even a police report.
That's right.
So it's just blind rumors.
We're going from the article that you wrote,
right?
Because we know Daryl couldn't
you
even piss his own name in the
you
snow.
You keep trying to blame me for everything. Look,
Eric, you've admitted to us you write the articles.
Eric, you've admitted you write these articles, and
I
you know what? Everybody knows it. Eric, everybody knows it.
Eric, you have a distinctive writing style.
Wingtips and the blue screen.
Eric, you write these articles. Just admit you write them.
Huh?
You admit you write these articles.
You basically admitted it anyway because you said he conveys his ideas to you and you do the typing.
You alter the content.
Don't try to rationalize and split hairs, okay?
Look, you guys, if anything, you're just making it look like he's right, that you are part of the... You are a Christian.
Uh-huh. No.
Oh, really?
We're criticizing...
Why are you fighting this so much?
You know what? And what's
why
really funny... Wait, Eric.
Why are you defending this murder? You know nothing about it.
We're not defending the murder. We are challenging you on something you guys wrote, and we want to know, for somebody who tells everybody they should question everyone...
Yeah.
How come you're getting so defensive when we question...
You wrote this article
and didn't question one damn person.
Right.
Why should I question what he wants to say? I told him, are you sure you want to think the Wing TV people are crypto Jews? Yeah, look at the last name. I mean, that's really,
and so you're just an innocent bystander, is that right? Is that what we should understand?
I'm not responsible for what they say. Anyone else says I'm responsible for me.
You're just an innocent bystander that types up.
What you brought up is the truth. We need to investigate everybody, including that murder.
So you're
trying to pass that murder off as just, oh, no, it means nothing. Don't look here.
No, we're not. We are challenging you on something that was written on a site that you collaborate with Daryl Smith. You've admitted to us before that you write the articles. Daryl's ideas are in the articles, and you do the typing, and now you're trying to make like we're defending something. We don't know anything about this murder other than what was reported.
The secretary at the Pentagon for the war in Iraq, because she helped type up some of the letters. This is ridiculous.
So you're equating yourself
with a secretary now? You're not a 9/11 researcher.
You're Daryl Smith's secretary?
No, I'm just saying it's the same kind of concept. You guys are trying to put someone's blame someone else.
No, you guys did the blaming.
Right. And you want to know something else? If everybody deserves to be questioned and no one's above questioning, then neither are you and neither is Daryl.
Go ahead. Right. Question.
Hey, Eric.
Listen to me.
Eric,
look
we have...
We're not afraid.
Yeah. Well, if Daryl's...
Why not look into this murder, too? Why not look into Professor Wood? What's wrong with it?
Hey, if Daryl's not afraid, why won't he come on this show then and answer for his articles? We've invited him many times. Daryl's the one that's afraid. He hides behind his little microphone in France and he won't come out from behind it. Then have them come on this show and answer for these damn articles.
What? To listen to this kind of stuff?
Yeah, because we see what you guys are putting out.
Is Daryl above questioning?
No, go ahead.
Okay, then why don't you, since you're his secretary, why don't you pass a message along? We want Daryl on this show to answer for these articles. How's that?
I'll tell him that you're interested. I don't know, but you have to remember, this murder has nothing to do with it. Look into it.
We're not saying we know who. Don't try to twist.
Professor Wood, what is the relationship?
Do you see how he's trying to twist things?
Yeah.
We
yeah.
never said that. We're questioning you about an article that implicates the scholars in a conspiracy to murder.
You're the ones twisting this.
No.
You're trying to twist it.
Well, why don't you ask, why don't you contact James Fetzer? I know he's already contacted you about this, and see what he thinks about his name appearing in this article.
Here's what
in this context.
Professor Wood, Professor Fetzer, and others may have decided to risk murdering him in order to frighten other college students.
I know. Daryl's already taken that out.
Yeah, what that should have never appeared in the first place.
That's after the fact. That's very sloppy. Very, very reckless.
It's beyond sloppy.
Eric, it's very wrong. Eric, it's very wrong.
The one thing
who did it and why?
We can't understand why you're getting yourself associated with this garbage. You're Daryl Smith's little secretary putting out garbage. And you know, Eric, we're going to close this for now, but you ought to be absolutely ashamed of yourself for what you're doing and what Daryl Smith is doing. And if you want to consider yourself just an innocent bystander, that's not good enough for us. And I'll bet it's not good enough for others either.
And maybe you better start checking with the police to find out where the leads are actually going.
Yeah, the police will tell us. Maybe we should ask about 9/11 in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
The police might tell us that, too.
Okay. Huh? We'll see you, Eric.
Come on. You believe in that nonsense?
Eric, start doing some good work and get out of the sewer, okay? We'll see you.
I'll do some good work. We'll look into that murder. We'll look into Professor Wood then. How about that?
Bye-bye.
We'll look into you guys to see if Daryl's correct.
Okay, yeah. Maybe
Tell us about your past. Are you or are you not Jewish?
No, absolutely not.
We're Catholic.
And we've told Daryl this stuff
at
length, and he's too much of a coward to come on this show and talk about it.
And you want
to
know something? If you were worth your salt as a journalist, as an investigator, as a researcher, you would have already known that we've addressed this several times.
And you know what, Eric? I asked you that once point blank about 2 months ago, and you said, no, you didn't think I was a Jew or a crypto-Jew.
So,
okay,
then
why even bring it up? Then that's just...
You keep arguing about Daryl. It's all out here. Daryl. He's the one who's wondering about you. He's looking at what you do and thinking, whose side are you working on?
Eric, you should be absolutely ashamed of yourself.
Eric,
are you helping expose the crime? Are you helping
we are.
Yes.
And you know what, Eric? You should hold the mirror up to yourself.
We're helping to expose you and Daryl is what we're doing.
Expose us as what?
Okay, we're going, Eric. Bye. All right, folks. You heard it there. I can't believe that someone that we used to have so much respect for as a 9/11, as a valid 9/11 researcher, has now lowered himself into a sewer. And you know what it is, Lisa? These people are so desperate for attention and so desperate for people to talk about them that they'll resort to these lengths.
Right.
And it's just, and you know what else it is?
Let's see who we can shock today.
Eric Hufschmidt is so bitter about his feelings that his book, Painful Questions and Painful Deceptions, hasn't gotten the recognition that it deserves, hatred now for the 9/11 community.
And this is evidence because Painful Deceptions, he keeps bringing that up
in
several articles that he writes, so you can see it for yourselves. We're sorry got a little excited there. We felt this is worth challenging, and Daryl Smith and Eric Hufschmidt are not above questioning. You know, that's their words. They think we should question everyone. Well, we are.
You heard it for yourselves, folks, and I am just absolutely disgusted.
Yeah, I am.
Not only with Daryl Smith, because he's a coward that lives in France that won't come on this show or any other show to answer for his actions, but even more so for Eric Hufschmidt because he knows better.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like he was saying the police would be covering up for the scholars. Like, are the police going to tell us?
Right.
Well, you can get a copy of the police report, can't you, Eric?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Just absurd. And one last time, I want to read one more time what they wrote.
Okay.
Professor Wood, Professor Fetzer, and others may have decided to risk murdering him in order to frighten other college students into remaining silent about the corruption. Who would the professors contact to do the killing?
We need to raise the bar, folks. Raise the bar way higher.
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.